B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 6:15. Happy Friday and a lovely day. 51 degrees today under sunny skies. Beautiful. 43 tonight. Tomorrow, get this, high of 57.
I can't wait.
57. Like I said,
going to the beach.
You could kiss 60. You might kiss 60 tomorrow.
Thanks for the warning.
Just saying. Anyway, it is a 33. Not a bad start to the day. We'll take it. So yesterday, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So I think the story came out either after the show or just as we were wrapping it up. The Bob Saget cause of death explanation. So in case you missed it, they're saying that he, after the,
comedy shows?
No, the doctors who do
autopsy.
The doctors.
The medical examiner?
Thank you.
All right, this is a fun game.
Remember Quincy,
this is like
medical
Mad Libs?
Director?
All right, yes.
Remember Quincy?
Yes.
Okay,
I mean, boy,
so Quincy,
wow.
Quincy, MD.
Yeah.
Do you remember Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes, I
Robert
do.
Robert Stack.
You don't remember words, though.
It's so. Early. It's early. So, yeah, this is a weird story. It's almost like an unsolved mystery because it's inexplicable.
Well, he suffered multiple fractures to his skull before dying in January. The medical examiner said that he had bleeding and contusions to his brain and was the result of blunt head trauma. Now, that sounds like somebody came in and whacked him in the head.
Okay, back up. So, we know this. He did his comedy show.
Yep.
He took selfies. He was happy.
Yep.
He talked to his wife when he got back from the show, and then that's the last we know.
Right.
We thought he died in his sleep.
Right. Well,
apparently not.
He did.
Well, he did
because
following this.
But he fell first. It's most probable, says the medical examiner, that that Bob Saget suffered an unwitnessed fall backwards, struck the back of his head, and the manner of death is an accident. I mean, you've seen it. Ever slip on ice?
Yeah.
And you'd you go down, and then if you whack your head, it's like you can really get hurt.
Yeah.
But he probably, because I looked at the room at the Ritz.
Yeah.
Marble bathroom.
Walk-in shower, right?
Walk-in shower, marble bathroom. You got to be super careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he just took a shower after, like, you know, the show.
Right.
Slipped and fell, hit his head maybe in the back of the sink, but then was like, that hurt.
This was probably after he called his wife, because he would have told her, right?
Just went to bed.
Yeah.
And that's it. Or
there
was foul play that involved maybe, I don't know.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
I'm just saying that sometimes.
There's no.
You never know.
He was alone in the room. There are people that are saying murder.
Well,
murder.
It's not murder.
I'm just saying. That's how people are going crazy.
I'm just kidding.
Don't pay attention to the comment sections on posts.
Well, on the Daily Mail. Where'd you get that news? The comment section of the Daily Mail.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of speculation out there because it is, as I said, an unsolved mystery.
Listen, as much as I would love a scandal, because you know how I love a scandal, this just is a situation where he just slipped and fell.
It's probably what it was.
And thought he was fine and went to bed.
If there's anybody in the medical field listening.
There's nobody that smart listening to this show.
That's probably true. We'll have your head examined if you are listening. But I'd like to know why you don't go to bed after you've hit your head. Because there's got to be some explanation.
Oh, we all know you're not supposed to, but why?
Why is it?
Okay.
If he had stayed awake, would he have lived? Whatever. So if it's a medical examiner listening, like Quincy.
In Quincy.
Yeah, he can give us
medical. Jeez, what was that? What was the actor?
That was Klugman.
Jack Klugman?
he was Quincy.
What today in ancient history?
No, stop. That was a good show. Fine. 888-410-1057.
Jack Klugman.
If LBF receives a contusion this morning, should
Bob
she go
did
to
it.
Bed?
Bob did it. Just so you know.
That's not a mystery, is it? No, we solved that one. All right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Okay, so we don't have any medical examiners listening to
this
show.
Told you.
Today.
We have some sickos listening.
We do. Couple of medical examinations.
No. Well, because we just mentioned this Bob Saget story. That it's just, it sounds, it, I mean, it's an unsolved mystery. Like, why'd he hit his head? How'd he do it? went to bed, died. So I was just wondering from anybody if they would know, why is it you don't go to bed after you hit your head? Because that's always something I've heard. But it's apparently the truth.
Yeah, just don't.
Okay, don't do it. Don't hit your head. Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 624. Other weird stories we didn't have a chance to hit on yet.
Yeah.
The Adele story is another one.
Yeah.
So what's going on with her? She's at a strip club?
Yeah, she went to a strip club and she's having fun. She's wearing a pantsuit.
Okay.
So that, like a Hillary Clinton pantsuit. I'm like, what's going on? Which is so that I was not surprised that at some point she took off her jacket and her shirt because, you know, pantsuits get hot.
She was not surprised.
Right. I was like, yeah, you got to get rid of that. You got to loosen up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was shirtless. She had her pants on, and then she was up on the stage, and she did a pole dance next to a girl with no top on.
Wow.
Is it like, but, you know, okay. I mean, it was kind of classy because she still had her pantsuit bottoms on.
That's classy.
So there was something almost political about it.
Yeah. No, it's, you know what I mean?
She's having fun. She got a divorce. She's dating a cute guy. She's just letting loose. Let Adele be Adele. I say go for it.
I wouldn't stop her.
Man, the pole dance was, like, dangerous because, you know. It's like you get you just
pantsuit
heels.
Talk about a head injury waiting to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't go to bed.
I don't think you should do that.
Don't go to sleep. Another story. Sting sold his entire songwriting catalog for a reported $250 million. Includes his solo work and the stuff he wrote with the Police.
So let me get this straight. He just sold it to a company that's going to use it in ads and everything.
They can do whatever.
And they own it.
So if we play the Police or Sting, they get the money now.
He doesn't get any of the royalties.
Right.
So he makes. That seems weird.
I guess artists.
They sell their art. That's what they do.
Is it like a reverse mortgage?
Yes, it is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
yes.
It is.
It's like a Tom Selleck.
Like, yeah.
I guess he's just
we'll
like, get rid
your
of
music.
It. Maybe that's kind of
we'll
like.
We'll give you a chunk of money.
That's right. You don't have to leave your house. You get to keep it. And we'll. Yeah, we'll
you
play
can still
your
listen
music.
To your music, but, you know.
That's it. That's funny, Ryan. Reverse mortgage for musical artists.
Yeah.
It is.
Artists.
Sell it. There you go. Cash
see
out.
See you later.
All right. So coming up, Morning Court. Who's on the phone? Jenny's on the phone. Jenny is, she wants to, I'm not even supposed to say her name. Is she going to be that private?
Uh-oh.
All right. Her boyfriend plays games on his phone that she thinks, they have sexy women on him.
Oh.
And everything else is great about the guy, but is this something that she either should get over or not? Boyfriend playing phone games
with sexy
ladies.
Ladies.
How about that? That's up next.
I have opinions.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk with Jenny next. Not her real name, by the way.
Okay.
All right, and it's brought to you by our friends at Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. Don't miss the Big Boat Show, February 16th through the 20th at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. Visit newenglandboatshow.com. Okay, Morning Court's next. Brian, how are the roads?
All right, check your ride, brought to you by Staples.